But the Gemara of Vatanya, there's a raya for this. Vatanya, we learned like this. If somebody buried his mace 3 days before Yom Tov, is batel b'menu gzeira shiva. That's the din of our Mishnah, that you need 3 days. We said, Allah, it's enough 1 day. It's enough. Avi, you started to sit shiva before the Yom Tov. But the din of the Mishnah is, you have to be noyig shiva for at least 3 days before Yom Tov. Then when Yom Tov comes, it's mevatel the shiva, you don't have to continue shiva after Yom Tov. What about Shemini Yom Kodin L'Regel? Let's say you buried your mace 8 days before Yom Tov. Then the locher is Botlu Emenu Gzeira Shloshim. That about Erev Yom Tov is the first day of the Shloshim, and you know you're a little bit of Shloshim, you have a right to take a haircut now, you're Mavatu within Shloshim. Umagaleach Erev Regel. You're allowed to take a haircut right now on Erev Yom Tov. The first day of the Shloshim, like, really it's the 8th day of the Shloshim. Shloshim is not a new 8 days after Shiva. The first 7 days is from the minion of Shloshim. It just means this is the first day you only have the Yisurim of Shloshim. So you have a right today to take a haircut. Now, Im Loi Gilach Erev Regel. Let's say for some reason you were busy and you did not take the haircut that you had a right to an Erev Regel. Halacha is Osa Lagalech Acher Regel. You're not allowed to take a haircut after the Regel. So the Shloshim is still Nageya. That's like Rav Svara. That means Gzeras Botlu, Yomim Le Botlu. The Gzera means if you want to take Yekot Chaparain, you could do it. And if you take Yekot Erev Regel, you take a Mavatul Din Shloshim. But if you did not take Yekot and Erev Regel, the Din Shloshim is still here, and then you can't take Yekot till 30 days afterwards. I mean, after the Mace, whenever the Shloshim is up. Zemar Abishurloim Abishur says, Mutila Galech Acher Regel. No, that's the Locha, that even if you didn't take Yekot on Erev Regel, still you're allowed to take Yekot after Yom Tov. Why? Shekeshem Shemitzvah Shloisha Mevatelas Gzera Shiva, just like if you're knowing 7 days before Yom Tov of Avelis. So, and then it comes Yom Tov, it's Botel Ben Shiva, Kach Mitzvah Shiva Mevatelas Gzera Shloisha. The same way, if you were knowing Shiva ready, and then it became the Yom Tov, it's Botel Ben Shloisha. Shred Gemara Shiva, is it enough just to be knowing 7 days before Yom Tov? For your Anan, our Mishnah says Shemayna Tanan. Our Mishnah says you have to be knowing 8 days before the Regel. In other words, the 8th day, Erev Regel, has to be the first day of the only the Shloshim. And since you're knowing the Mixus of the Shloshim, then Regel is Mavatlet. Sakhamir, the Bryce says it's enough 7 days before the Regel. And the 7th day itself is enough to be Mavatlet the Shloshim. So Gemara says, this Bryce holds Ksova Abishoyel, it's Abishoyel's din. Abishoyel holds like this. Sover Abishoyel, Mixes Hayoim Kekulei. That a little bit of the day is considered like the whole day. So therefore, B'yom Shvi, the 7th day, which is now Erev HaRegel. The mace died 7 days ago. The 7th day is Erev HaRegel. Now, the first hour in the morning, we say Mixes Hayoim Kekulei, it's considered like the Shiva is off. You finish the Shiva. And the rest of the day now, Oiloloi Lekan Lekan. The rest of the day is as if the beginning of Shloshim started already. So again, you started Shloshim before the Regel. So since you started the Shloshim before the Regel, according to Abishoyel, Yom Tov is Mavatar of the Shloshim. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ravina, Bar Shaila, Halacha Kabishoyel, Mitek HaPaskin like that. That the mace was nifted 7 days before Regel, and about on the 7th day, Mixas Sayyim is the Shiva. And the rest of the day is called like Shloshim, so you started your Shloshim before the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is Mavatar of the Shloshim. Like we had before, the Chachamim sometimes agree to Abishoyel when Kishachal Shmini Shalor Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel, when the 8th day, which is Erev HaRegel, but comes out on Shabbos. So Lamaisa, according to Chachamim, you would have been allowed to take haircut today on the 8th day, because today is the first day of Shloshim before the Regel, you could do it. But now that it's Shabbos, you're an honest. So the Chachamim Moed in such a case Shemut Lagalech Berev HaShabbos. In this case, the Chum agreed to Abishoyel, that since really it's Shabbos, you should have been allowed to, but you can't. So the Chum will make a leave on the 7th day. On Erev Shabbos, you'll have to take Yekut. That in this case, we also say, Mixas Yom Kekulei goes Lekan to Lekan. That the 7th day, in the morning, the first hour of the day, is considered like the end of Shiva. And then you're starting the Shloshim. And since you're knowing some part of the Shloshim before the Regel is Mavato the Shloshim, and that's a Svara. Since the Regel takes away the Shloshim, the Chum gave you a heter to take a haircut even that day. You don't have to wait till Regel. You're allowed to take a haircut already Erev HaRegel. And here also, you're allowed to take a haircut Erev Shabbos. Svara says, Kaman Noz L'Huz Ago like Kod Yomer of Amram. Omer Rav, Ovel, Kivon Shomdu Menachemim Yetzloi, like on the 7th day in the morning, after Shacharis, when the Menachem go away from the Yovel, Muta Brechitza, right away let him take a shower, he can start washing himself, as if to say the Din Shiv ended already. Is Keman Kabashel? That's like we do the Loch like Kabashel. That on the seventh day you say Mixas Yon Kukulai. So in the morning they daven by you, and after davening that's called the Avelim go away, and that's it, then Shiv is over. That's called Mixas Yon Kukulai. Omer Abaya Halacha Kabashel B'yom Shvi. B'yom Shiva. The Loch is like Kabashel on the seventh day. Then what that Mixas Yon Kukulai? Umoidim Chachomim La Bishol B'yom Shloshim. And the Chom, even though they agree on Al Shiva, they all know you have to keep the whole seventh day. But the end of Shloshim, there the Chom Amorit HaBashoel B'yom Shloshim. The Yamrina Mixas HaYom Kukulei. The end of Shloshim, whatever dinim we're knowing for Shloshim, not to take a haircut, the Chom Amoidim that a little bit of the 30th day is considered Kukulei. Even though they argue on the 7 days of Shiva. You need a complete 7 days, not Mixas. But for the 30th day, there they do agree, you say Mixas. Rav Ram Rav says, Halacha Kabashoel. Halacha, we pass along Kabashoel, Bein Shloshim, B'yom Shloshim, V'yein Halacha Kabashoel, B'yom Shiva. In other words, Rav Ram Rav is passing at the Chachamim. That for the first 7 days, you have to have the complete 7 days of Shiva. Only on the 30th day, then we say it's over at the beginning of the 30th day. Aba v'nado yamri, Halacha Kabashoel. Vizu vizu. That's where we pass. We pass like Gabashol in both cases. Even for the din of Shiva, it's over on the seventh day in the morning. The Yom HaShmul, Allah the Kedivri HaMeko B'Yovel. That's usually the cloud. We have a Machloikis, V'Hilchas HaVelis. We always go Kedivri HaMeko, we pass Kulam. Now for the Gemara, Shloshim Yoy Minolan. How do we know that such a Yisoid, the cloud, to keep 30 days? You can't take a haircut for 30 days. Where's this in you to keep HaVelis like going for Shloshim Yoy? Trashim minolam nishleshim yoyim osa begiluach. How do you know you can't take a haircut for 30 days? Samara says, Yaliv pora pora minozi. Learn that from Nozir. Ksiv hochor roshecha maltifro. Says here, when it became avelus, it says, Hashem said, don't cut your hair. Uksiv osom gidol pera sharoishai. And Nozir is supposed to let his hair grow long. And malahal and shleshim, just like by Naziris, is for 30 days. Is avkan shleshim, here also avelus, is also for 30 days, you can't cut your hair. But the more of a hostel we know, how do we know over there by Nazirus? Stam Nazirus is 30 days, how do we know it's there? Omer Rav Masna, Stam Nazirus Shleshim Yoyim. Stam Nazirus is 30 days. My time, what's the reason, how do we know this? Omer Kro, the Pesuk says, Kodosh Yiyah. A Nazir is Kodosh Yiyah. Yiyah be Gematria Tlos in Heavy. It's named from Gematria. Learn out from Gematrius. Who like a remez, the Chariah, this paradise, the different ways of Vashti and the Torah, so remez, a gematria also we can learn out from. There's a gematria here of Yiyas, the gematria 30, that a nozir is stam nazirus of 30 days. And therefore we learn out that the Indian of Ba'avela is not the Kach year, Havadar is only in the Smachta, Havadar is only midrabon in this halach of Shloshim. But the Smachta, midrabon, and not the Kach year for 30 days. Omer Afuna, Bred of Yeshua, Hakoyom Moidim, Kishachal Shlishi Shaloi, Lias Erev Haregel. That let's say the third day of Avelis, according to our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says you have to be knowing 3 days of Avelis before Yom Tov, in order for Yom Tov to be battle the Avelis, what's going to be Kishchal Shlishi Shlo Yis Erev Regel? That time it may know 3 days before Yom Tov, and now the third day Erev Regel Shalso Brachitza Ad Erev, you're not going to wash yourself until Erev. Rashi says Hakil Moedim Afilu Abeshoel. The Yom Mitzvah Yom Kukuloi Shalso Brachitza Ad Erev. The Vaday Shalosh Shleim Binim. Because here, these first 3 days of Avelis, according to our Mishnah's din, has to be a complete 3 days. Ad Erev. Ul Erev, when it comes nighttime, Rashi learns in Mamash, means nighttime by Yom Tov, Reiches Betzoinen. Then you could wash yourself, take a cold bath. Or Yom Tov Ad Cholosh Shemoed V'yuchas Pechamin. Then first do hot water. But Enechanami, on Erev, a regular, you can't wash yourself. Even according to Abishoel. Omer Rav Nechemia, Bredo of Yeshua. Ashkachtinu l'Rav Papi. I met Rav Papa, the Rav Papa, the Yasvi, they were sitting in the Karmel, they said like this, Halachik Rav Huna, Bred of Yeshua. With like a pastor, Rav Huna said, that these first 3 days have to be a complete 3 days. The Toys has different shot in me. Toys one shot says that the reason why Yom Shlishi is Chomer, the Bavela Shiva Chomer Tvei. I mean, the first 7 days are very Chomer, so you have to have a complete. Then Toys means another pshat, the Erev means that Enechnami, you could take haircut, you could take your shower, Erev Yom Tov, but not in the morning, like usually, you have to wait till nighttime. I mean, till right before Shkia. Right before Shkia, that's when you can start being Noi. That's what you could do.
weiter.
So they both said that's the halacha, that these first 3 days, you have to have a complete 3 days. Boy minei abaya mei rabba. Kovroi beregel. Let's say you buried a mace, he died on Yom Tif, and you buried him on regel in Chol HaMoed. Regel olalo leminyin shloshim, oyein regel olalo leminyin shloshim. That's the shayla. Do you start counting shloshim now from the time he was mace, or else no? Like Shiva, we know for sure you don't start counting until after Yom Tif. You don't sit Shiva during Yom Tif, you first start counting Shiva after Yom Tif. But the shayla shloshim, maybe shloshim is in the mace. As soon as the mace died, you start counting shloshim. Shloshim does not have to be after Shiva. Or else, no, the other side is no. Shloshim always is after Shiva. It's like 23 days after Shiva. See here that you don't start sitting Shiva during Chol HaMoed, you can't have Shloshim till after Yom Tov. That's the Shaila. The Moshe Laminyan Shiva Lokimi Boiled Loinogo Mitzvah Shiva Regal. That's Pshita, the 7 days doesn't, Regal doesn't help for sitting Shiva. You don't sit Shiva during Regal, you have to start sitting Shiva after the Regal. Kikomi Boiled, where's my Shaila Laminyan Shloshim? The Loch of Shloshim. The Konogo Mitzvah Shloshim Regal. My. Do we know, is there Indian of Shloshim during Regal or not? That's the Shaila. Rashi do nogo mitzvah regel. Tav regel nami yosu begiets das berach yisloshim. That's the shalos. Anyway, we know these yisurim during regel anyway. During regel, we don't wash our clothing and we don't take a haircut anyway during the regel. So maybe these days of the Yom Tov is counted for the shloshim, or else the other side is no. The shloshim has to be after Shiva, not before Shiva. That's the shalos. Omalei answered him back. Ain't a oiler. Taka doesn't help. You have to start shloshim after Shiva. It's 23 days after you start Shiva. Eisv avakashron you. Hakoyver es meisay shnei yom kaidem a regel. If you buried your mace 2 days before regel. Moina chamishi yom macha regel. Again, like our Mishnah, if you don't have 3 days before, it's not mevatel the Shiva, and the Yom Tov is not oila. So therefore, after Yom Tov, you have to have another 5 days of sitting Shiva. Or malachto inatzah de'achirim. You have to have somebody else do the work for you. The avodah v'shechvoisav oisim betzina. They could do work for you, but sinner. But to echbeisav, you're in rabbi mesaskim imoi, shekva nesaskim by beregel. Because really,